This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, it is time for PM Team Picks, Pony and Mueller podcast page. The penultimate week of the NFL regular season, week 17, is upon us. And we are ready to pick these games against the spread. I have opened up a gigantic lead on Donnie and Malzy. This has a payoff. The man that finishes in first picks a punishment for the person who finishes in last. And right now, there is a race for second place happening. Malzy, a two-point lead on Donnie as we head into the final games of the regular season. All right, boys, let's start with Saturday afternoon, a game with big-time playoff implications. Texans head to L.A. to take on the Chargers. Chargers a 2.5-point favorite in this game. Now, I'm going to be a prisoner of the moment. I did not like what I saw from Houston's defense, shockingly, against the Raiders. They did have a pick six, but they let Ashton Gentry go for two long scores. And I guess Justin Herbert's broken hand, no big deal. These quarterbacks are playing great with broken hands, including Josh Allen last year, who won the MVP. So, low total in the game. Chargers got a defense that I think can put pressure on C.J. Stroud. I'm going to take the Chargers as a 2.5-point favorite. Malzy?
So the thing is, for me, you've got the Gentry 60-yarder and then a 51-yarder, and I think to myself, well, okay, that's 111 yards. That's basically a third of the yards that the Raiders had, and that's on two monster explosive plays. And so that actually leads me to the other conclusion, Pony, that on a play-to-play basis, they still weren't having a ton of success. It's just they hit two long ones to keep it close. Geno Smith did have solid numbers, but Gentry running reasonably well, I think, influenced that. I'm actually going the opposite direction. I'm going reverse prisoner at the moment. I will take Houston as a 2.5-point dog on the road because I think they're going to win straight away.
Donald?
Yeah, I'm actually with Chris here. Houston was my money ball last week, and that obviously didn't work out for me in what was a pretty ugly one for
God, somebody's
all
still
three
struggling
of us.
With Ford Field voice there. That is...
This is called the Detroit flu.
Yeah, you really do have the Detroit, the Rock City retrovirus or whatever here.
But I will take Houston plus 2.5.
All right, Donnie with Motown Mono. All right, let's get to the game Saturday night. Quarterbacks are very much up in the air. Line is currently Packers minus 2.5 against the Ravens. We don't know if it's Jordan Love, if it's Malik Willis, if it's Clayton Tune. For Baltimore, is it Lamar Jackson or Snoop Huntley? Malzy?
taking Green Bay because I feel like at some point it's going to shake out that one of the Packers quarterbacks not named Clayton Tune plays. And I've got a feeling that even if Jackson starts the game for the Ravens, I don't think he's going to finish it. He's got a back issue now. It's probably going to be cold in Green Bay, even though it's supposed to be.
Actually, it's not.
No?
It's in the high 30s at kickoff.
Yeah, that's still colder than it's going to be like here probably. Not as bitterly cold still, Pony. High 30s at kickoff doesn't mean your back feels good if it's like tight
sure.
or injured. I just think one team is better coached and is flat out better. I can't shake the thought of John Harbaugh with his backup quarterback in and Derrick Henry running wild just decided, eh, we don't need to give him the ball anymore. Nothing bad could happen here. I think the Packers are going to do the Steelers dirty work like they're Steely Dan and win this game by at least three.
Donald?
I think one of Harbaugh's worst weaknesses is that he just goes away from one of his best players.
Yep.
In every single big moment. For whatever reason, he decides that Derrick Henry doesn't need the football anymore, and that usually turns out to be a Ravens loss. I'm going to go with Green Bay. I think that they will get, at worst, maybe Malik Willis in this game. And I honestly, I don't even trust Baltimore at this point if it is Lamar Jackson because the dude is that
They might be
up.
Better with Snoop. As far as like running their offense,
I agree.
They might be better with Huntley in there.
I'll be the lone wolf here. I don't know, not just at quarterback, I don't know who's going to play for Green Bay offensively, period. Christian Watson got hurt. Romeo Doubs got hurt on the onside kick play. John Fitzpatrick, this tight end who's come out of nowhere, I think ripped up his Achilles. Josh Jacobs left that game early with an injury and didn't return. They already had big injuries. Zach Tom, the right tackle who's really good, is hurt. You've got Micah Parsons out too. They're not a trustworthy Ravens team, but you guys just hit on it with Huntley. I think he's actually fits their offense. I think they're the healthier team. And here's the other aspect of this that we didn't touch on. If the Vikings beat the Lions, all of a sudden Green Bay really doesn't have anything to play for. So I think that could absolutely happen in Minnesota on Christmas Day.
I don't know. Did you see J.J. McCarthy in the Meadowlands, man?
Did you see Brosmer coming in off the bench and hitting Jefferson for a big game?
Oh, okay. Max Brosmer?
Yes, I'm taking Baltimore.
Trust me, Brosmer.
I'm taking Baltimore plus 2.5. All right, let's get to the Sunday games. Donnie, the Eagles head to Buffalo to play the Bills. It's a matchup of two playoff-bound teams. Eagles have already clinched the NFC East. Buffalo, a two-point favorite.
I'm going to go with Buffalo in this game. I still feel like they are a team, even though the game in Cleveland was close last week, they are a team that is starting to get hot at the right time, and I feel like they have a quarterback that is ready for this time of the season, not to mention he has to be getting into the mindset that it's either now or never for him. And I know we're not in the postseason just yet, but it can be a whole lot better for them if they just keep on winning. And Philly, they have things clinched up. I know that, and they really can't jump up there in the NFC the way that all those teams in the NFC West can do it. So they don't even have a ton to play for in
this
game.
Well, they can still get the 2 seed.
They could still get there. They got to have a lot of losing has to happen.
They're a game behind the Bears.
Yeah, I mean, you're asking a lot of that to happen. I mean, they've gotten the division locked up. I think Buffalo is going to win this one by a touchdown.
I like Philly. You know, everyone keeps saying look out for Buffalo in the playoffs, and I get it because of Josh Allen and to a lesser extent Cook, but they only scored 3 points in the second half against Cleveland. Keon Coleman and Gabe Davis were healthy scratches. They're 30th in the league against the run. They've given up the most rushing touchdowns in the entire NFL. And don't look now, but I think the Eagles' rushing offense has started to tick back up. They're going to get Lane Johnson, it looks like, back for this game. I'm going to take the Eagles on the road as an underdog, Malzi.
They're also, it looks like, going to get Jalen Carter back in this game. I'm going to also take the Eagles. Also, don't look now. I know it's against the Raiders and the Commanders, so, like, listen. This is not me making a sweeping pronouncement.
Yep.
But after one of the just all-time dog-ugly performances from Jalen Hurts, no touchdowns, 4 picks, including the backbreaker to lose the game.
Yep.
5 touchdowns, no picks, and he's run for 79 yards. He's run pretty effectively these last two games. I have a weird sneaking feeling the Eagles are kind of sneaking themselves and rounding themselves back into form, and I think beating Buffalo will make that no longer a secret. Give me the Eagles.
Sunday night's a great game, too. Two 11-win teams. The Niners, a three-point favorite against the Bears, the cardiac Bears, who keep winning these games late. It's not predictive. It's not something that is necessarily sustainable. I also have to start to give the Bears some credit. They are a better team than I thought. And yes, the Niners scored almost 50 against the Colts. But this win streak they're on is really coming at the expense of some really bad teams. The Bears run the snot out of the ball. And we just saw a 49ers defense get exposed by a man that's almost 50. I'm taking the points with the Bears plus +3 in this matchup. Mulsey?
Yeah, you're on the same side as me here, Pony. The Niners do not get to the quarterback. Phillip Rivers has roughly the level of mobility of the table that we're sitting at right now, and he does not have the arm strength of Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams, even against teams that do get a lot of pressure, pretty much never gets sacked. Like, that's kind of one of his superpowers. You can pressure him a lot, and he's going to find ways to get rid of the ball. In fact, he's pressured on the play that wins the game for the Bears against the Packers. Just a perfect throw to the corner of the end zone. And so I think about kind of what San Francisco does well and what the Bears do well, and I just like the Bears a lot more. Plus +3. Pony, really quick before Donnie picks, this almost, even though it's a road game for Chicago, this and it's two good teams with good records, it almost feels to me like a wrong team favored situation, believe it or not.
Donald?
Yeah, we're going to make it a sweep. I'm going to go Chicago here, so everybody knows
what
to do now.
Run to your local casino or app and make sure you put that money on the Niners.
It does feel like a bit of, you know, I don't know if I would say a team of destiny with the Bears. I don't know if I'd go that far yet, but, I mean, they have certainly proved that they are a pretty good football team, a whole lot better than, you know, I thought they would be. Pony, you just said the same thing. It just feels like there are other things that are falling into place for them. And I think Sunday is going to be another example of that. I'll take them plus +3.
All right, clean sweep there. To the Moneyball round. These picks count double, 2 points each, any game on the board. Mulsey, who are you going with?
I'm actually doing the classic bit of let me take the really pissed off team that just lost in heartbreaking fashion that's by and large very good against a team that just won, but that I don't trust as far as I can throw, especially in prime time. I will take the Rams to go in, even as an 8-point road favorite, which feels dangerous, and just absolutely massacre the Falcons on Monday Night Football.
That is a lot of points there. Donnie?
I'm going to take another big favorite, and I'm going to take the one on Christmas night. Denver going into Kansas City. It's a 13-point
spread. The Oladokun Bowl.
Oladokun's going to be in.
And Denver's record against the spread on the road this year, certainly nothing to be very proud of. They're 2-4-1. They're pretty much as close to being a 500 team as they are being 12-3.
Will Kevin Colbert be watching this game with bated breath as his prize prospect Chris Oladokun tries to get it done?
Former Steelers draft pick,
now
two-time Super Bowl champ Chris Oladokun gets the start. I will take the Broncos.
13 points.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Take a Christmas day. I'll take a Christmas game too. I'll be true to my word earlier. I like the Vikings getting 6.5. They've already gone to Detroit and won this year. I think that the air came out of the balloon at the end of the Lions game. I think that was their last gasp. I know that they can still technically get in, but this matchup, I think, favors the Vikings in that they'll be better on both lines of scrimmage, which is the same thing the Steelers had going for them in that game. And I anticipate, even if it is a backup quarterback, that Minnesota's offense is able to move the ball on this depleted Lions defense. So give me Minnesota at home in that hostile environment on Christmas, plus 6.5. All right, Donnie, you get first crack at it. Steelers, a 3.5-point favorite on the road against the Browns.
I'm going to take Pittsburgh. I know that we could very well go into this game on Sunday and that the game won't mean anything for the Steelers if the Ravens get taken care of Saturday night. I know that Myles Garrett individually certainly has a ton to play for. I mean, I think he's going to break the record in the game, but I don't think it's going to matter. I think the defense will be able to have some fun against Shedeur Sanders, and the Steelers are starting to find a little bit of something of a rhythm with the football in hand. I think even though the Browns don't give up a ton defensively, Pittsburgh can do enough to cover 3.5.
I'm going to take the Browns plus 3.5. Now, I'm going to kind of cover my bases here. I said earlier that I like the Ravens. I'm not 100% sold on that. Mike Tomlin made it sound Tuesday like there's a chance some guys will sit if the division's clinched. And even if it's not, the Browns have played the Steelers tough the last 2 years in Cleveland. So it's 3.5, not 3. I'll take the Browns to cover. Malzi.
The Browns as a team have absurd numbers as far as gaining yards after contact, despite being contacted like earlier than almost any team in the league as far as their running attack. Judkins has been pretty damn good after contact, 2.2 yards after. He's out.
Yep.
He's hurt. Tomlin talked about how much he respects him. That hurts their offense. The Steelers, I think, are going to also be pretty well scouted for what the Browns are going to try to do otherwise, which is basically run screens, run reverses, run a bunch of window dressing, and hide the fact, and this is true, that Shedeur Sanders cannot drop back and just execute a passing offense in the NFL. And Stefanski knows it. And he's done like a laudable job of attempting to hide that fact, guys. But I think the Steelers are going to get to it finally here. I think they're going to get after him a little bit. I'm actually going to take the Steelers, even if they have nothing to play for, which is the huge wild card here, to beat the Browns. Garrett's going to get the sack record, and in a very funny twist, it'll happen against Mason Rudolph.
Wow. How about that for a little?
They'll play Aaron Rodgers for one half, maybe. Not even.
And two Garrett, drives, the old preseason route.
Garrett will get the sack on Mason Rudolph to set the record. They'll take off helmets, and they'll shake hands.
What your country can do for you.
Yes.
What you can do for your country.
This is just the next song that popped up. All right, thank you for listening to PM Team Picks. We'll be back next week to give our Week 18 picks. Picks on the PM Team podcast page.
What a mix you have going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.